Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very thankful to the Lord that disabilities have not prohibited me from being able to see or hear or speak. The closest thing that I have in relation to that is that I, when I wake up in the morning, if I open my eyes, need to grab for my glasses. I can't actually fathom how you people can just open your eyes and see. It's crazy to me. But thanks be to God that He's given you that, and thanks be to God I have corrective lenses that allow me to see your beautiful faces. It allows me to see the beauty of my wife, of my children, the joy and smiles on their faces. It allows me to see as you rejoice in the gifts that God has given to you. It allows me to see the brightness and the colors and the arrays of God's gardens, of His flowers, of the beautiful world that He has created, marred though it might be by sin. My ears are open, and that allows me to hear the laughter of my children, to hear the songs of the birds, to hear the beautiful hymns that confess Jesus Christ, to hear the gospel. My tongue is unloosed, which means I may sing praises to my God. I get to tell other people about what Jesus has done, not just for me, but for them too. It's hard to fathom what it would be like to not have those abilities. And yet, for the man in our gospel lesson, he could not hear. And because he could not hear, he could not form the words in his mouth. He could not make his lips and his tongue make the sounds that he could not hear. I can't fathom how hard life would be without that ability. God struggles with it as well. Because when he sees the effects of sin, Jesus sighs about it. This is not how it's supposed to be. I have not created you to have these afflictions. I have created your ears to hear. I have created your tongue to sing praises. I have created your eyes to see the beautiful world around you and the people I have placed in your life. This man, perhaps by demon possession, or perhaps just by being physically impaired in this way, did not have the ability to hear, and he could not use his mouth to do the things that we take for granted every day. When you consider how much time you spend listening and speaking, and remember, if you're a child in class, your teacher will remind you God gave you how many ears? 2, and 1 mouth, which means you're supposed to listen more than you're supposed to talk during class. But the inability to do any of that, it's really hard for us to get, isn't it? Now, there are times that we might use tuning out. You would never do that for your wife, of course. Maybe for your children, every once in a while when they ask the same thing over and over and over again. But to not be able to turn that off, to never hear their joy, to never see their happiness, to never rejoice with them. It's unfathomable. And that's because of sin. Adam's fall corrupted this man, and he corrupted us. So perhaps we do have the ability to see, even with corrective lenses. Perhaps we do have the ability to hear and the ability to speak. But sin impacts us as well. It makes our heart detracted from the things of God. It makes us distracted from the things of God as well. Our sinful nature, our flesh, does not delight in hearing God's word over an extended period of time. It wants to tune the radio out and turn on whatever other music we prefer. How often do we sit and just listen to beautiful hymnody, to the cantatas. Now, maybe if you're an organist or studying for these things, maybe that is what you do in your pastime. And that's fantastic. But for many of us, we want to listen to the music that we like. And that music often does not actually line up with God's word. Our sinful nature does not want to hear God's word. It doesn't want to be reminded that we are sinners. It doesn't want to be reminded that we can't just do what makes us feel good in the flesh. That instead we must crucify those things and do what makes God happy. Let his joy so overflow in us that his joy becomes our joy. It's hard for us. It's hard for us to leave here today and turn the radio on to maybe a podcast with another sermon. Boy, Pastor, I already listened to your sermon today. Do I really have to listen to another one? Well, good news. You can go online anytime and listen to every Wednesday and Sunday sermon. They're on the website. But we don't want to. I struggle sometimes to desire those things. It's easier to just turn on some earworm music that I have fully memorized from the 1990s. It's easier for me to do that. But does it actually build me up? Too often it doesn't. This man had a sin problem, and so do we. And it causes our ears to be stuffed. It causes our ears to be stuffed with the lies of the devil. We'd much rather listen to him. We'd much rather listen to the world. We'd much rather follow our sinful flesh. But where will that lead us to? To hell. And so the stuffing that the devil sticks in our ears not to hear God's word, Jesus comes and he sighs and he says, I have done this for you. He stretches out his arms upon his cross and he bleeds and he dies to take away the sin, to take away the stuffing that the devil would have placed in our ears. And he grabs a hold of us with those pierced hands and he says, look to me. Yes, there is ugliness of the cross, but the beauty is our redemption. The forgiveness of sins is won by that grotesque image of a lifeless man who is also God hanging to it. But there is great beauty there too in the eyes of faith. Before the gospel lesson is read, the tradition is to make the sign of the cross over the forehead, lips, and heart. That we would make sure that God's word is upon our mind, upon our lips, and upon our heart. Now, when I am sitting and listening to the gospel lesson being read, if I'm on vacation and visiting somewhere, I also do the sign over my ear to remember that it comes here, into here, here, and here. That these are all actively receiving God's word. In Bible study this morning, I talked about what you consume is what you will put out. So if all I ever do is consume what the world has for me, what am I going to put out? But if I'm struggling in my prayer life, if I'm struggling to be in the things of God, the more I am in them, the more I listen to God's word read, the more I read God's word, the more my heart will bring forth that which is life. Ephphatha, be opened. Let your ears be open. Let your heart receive the implanted word that he waters. Remember every single day that you are a baptized child of God. When the devil tries to convince you otherwise, you tell him to go right back from where he came. He has no claim over you, dear child of God. You belong to Jesus. You have a father that loves you so completely, even if you had an earthly father that didn't. This is our God, and he reigns. Be opened. Receive him. Let your mouths be open, not only to sing his praises, but to receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ for the remission and forgiveness of sins. Who is this man? Who is this man? He does all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. He heals the lame. He raises from the dead. Now, maybe we haven't seen those miracles, but the fact that you are here and that you are alive is a miracle in itself. Every child that is conceived, every child that is brought into this world is a miracle. Everyone that has received the gifts of Jesus Christ, that's all a miracle. So remember that, dear child. He makes all things new. He makes all things well. And if he can take a wretched sinner like me, and he can save me from the muck and the mire and the hell that I deserve, then that is a miracle. I don't deserve his love. I don't deserve his kindness. I don't deserve his joy. I don't deserve his forgiveness. I don't deserve his eternal life. And yet that's what he gives me. You are children of Abraham by faith. By the blood of Christ that is poured out on you, you are his offspring by faith. It is not based on where you live. It is not based on the tone of your skin. It is based on the grace, the faith that you have received. Jesus has made you well. Jesus has forgiven your sins. Jesus has saved you. The church sings. Since then neither change nor coldness in my Father's love can be, lo, I lift my hands with boldness, as thy child I come to thee. Grant me grace, O God, I pray thee, that I may with all my might, all my lifetime, day and night, love and trust thee and obey thee, and when this brief life is over, praise and love thee evermore. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.